Due to recent events, tonight's On The Hour has been cancelled. In its place is the one that would have gone out instead.
On The Hour.
Such is politics.
It's a painful business.
On The Hour.
What you mustn't do in politics is listen to people.
It's a painful business.
Such is politics.
Let us be proud of what we have accomplished.
He is an appalling failure, and he's committed many crimes.
On The Hour with Christopher Morris.
Hello from me, Christopher Morris, and from me. And throughout tonight's programme, we'll keep you abreast of events as they unwrinkle. But first,
the headlines.
Life pier in wind tunnel disaster, international string lengths agreed, and Sri Lankan diplomat expelled for copying rice.
On The Hour.
Plus, coming up, Margaret Thatcher explains why she went and shot all the Queen's dogs.
They came out in the street in the hundreds of thousands. They weren't going to let go. They weren't going to let go.
And tonight's feedback campaign from you, the public, the law.
Right, today we're looking at the death penalty.
Death penalty, yes.
What do you think should be the penalty for death?
I think in some cases you should hang them.
So if you die, you should be hanged?
Yes.
And since we've been on the air, seven more extraordinary moments have happened. Because of this, On The Hour will tonight be going out continuously. And reaction to those events has been immediate.
Finger.
Paddy Ashdown, President Bush.
Overall.
And David Steele.
Tentacles.
But, said Mr. Major.
But.
And I'm joined now on the telephone by reporter Jed Boyce, who's standing next to the hole out of which the events are emerging. Hello, Jed.
Good afternoon, MFI French Doors Guys Speaking. How can I help you?
Jed, what's the latest?
Sorry?
What's the latest in the situation down there?
In respect of what?
The developing situation as it happens.
Oh, well, this promotion at the moment...
Yes?
He finishes the 28th of this month.
And who's going to be in charge when it finishes?
Mr. Morgan.
Is anyone with you at the moment?
We've got a Mr. Humphreys.
Would it be worth my while speaking to him?
Okay, if you could hold, please.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Humphreys speaking.
Good afternoon. Can you tell us any more?
Concerning what, sir?
Perhaps you could just tell me what you can see.
What's in front of me at the moment?
Yes.
Four walls, sir.
Is there anybody there with a gun? Hello? Oh, go away!
On The Hour, the world in a tablet.
It's 2-1, you're listening to On The Hour.
On The Hour.
On The Hour. And because of today's events, it's time for environmental news.
Green Desk.
Green news update from me, Rosie May. Events diary for this week. On Monday, there's a bat workshop and optional roost visit in Marlow. Meet at 7 p.m. by the pond. Those of you in Kilmarnock can enjoy a guided ramble round Boddock's Quarry, including a chance to draw, paint or sculpt your favourite part in the gravel workings.
Green Desk.
There's a sponsored seal cull and otter smashing expedition in the Isle of Man at the weekend. Bring a big stick and a bag.
Green Desk.
The town of Whitstable in Kent is to host a Don't Drop Litter Day. People will come from all over the country bringing large amounts of everyday litter, such as sweet wrappers and Coke tins, but not drop them. They'll carry the litter around the town, waving it proudly, and then take it home with them again. Anyone dropping some of their litter will be given a light-hearted comedy forfeit and have their heads shaved and tattooed with the words, Enemy of Planet Earth.
Environmental news. If it's green, we'll cover it.
Thank you, Rosie. It's 1991, and due to the increased speed of recent events, the broadcast of Nine Lessons and Carols from King's College, Cambridge on Christmas Eve has been cancelled. And now over to Brian Bancroft in the test drive studio to find out which car he's been test driving this week.
I've been driving in my car.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Cars are cars all over the world.
Well, Chris, this week I've been test driving the new Vauxhall Nova.
I've been driving in my car.
Baby, you can drive my car.
Cars are cars all over the world.
And we'll be joining Brian next week as we join him again to find out what car he's been test driving on that occasion.
On The Hour leaves the apple to ripen on the bough, then harvests it at tremendous speed.
Steve Hynes with that report. Meanwhile, the speed of recent events has increased to 130. In our Oslo studio is Foreign Secretary Douglas Hurd. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Douglas Hurd. And in the last minute, we've just heard that we've received the rest of today's sports news with Alan Partridge.
Sports Desk, I'm Alan Partridge. The World Snooker Championships in Reading were thrown into chaos this afternoon when midway through the Steve Davis-Jimmy White quarter-final, a young child stood up in the audience and shouted, "Hold on, all this game is two blokes hitting some balls around a table for a couple of hours. Where's the entertainment value in that?" The rest of the audience realised how foolish they'd been for so many years, and the disillusioned players were unable to continue. Later on, the British Open Golf Championship was thrown into chaos today when, as Nick Faldo prepared to putt on the 17th green, a young child stood forward from the group of spectators and shouted, "What a swizz! This is just a load of old blokes in sweaters knocking a ball about with a stick." Faldo was sighted later in the bar, mumbling, "What's the point of it all?" into an empty glass.
News now. Today's meeting of the United Nations was cast into turmoil when midway through a heated discussion, a small child shouted from the public gallery, "Hang on a minute, this is just a load of old men shouting at each other with those things in their ears. It's all quite pointless." Delegates were visibly shocked. There was a small outbreak of confusion. Then everybody just resigned and wandered home. Now, for the next 45 seconds, Radio 4 is splitting wavelengths. On long wave, you can hear Prayer Desk, while here on FM, we continue with full coverage of events. Terence Stamp, there's a strange synchronicity.
Leap up, lame man. Jesus and his band of musicians are number one in the chart of heaven. On Thursday, my wife, Joyce, got her arm caught in a threshing machine, and it was ripped clean off. "Ah, ow," she cried, "my arm." "Oh, you fool," I said. "You think you suffer now without your arm. Then let us consider how much greater was the suffering of our Lord in his anxiety over the moneylenders."
To be ramming 7 acres of underfelt into the hole. Terence Stamp. And now the rest of today's news. Housing, cricket, education and business.
On the Hour, campaign.
Each week, It's Your Mouth seeks public opinion on our campaign issue.
Keep the law.
People go on about tightening up the law, don't they?
Yes.
What are your feelings about that particular idea?
Well, I agree thoroughly with it.
A couple of turns or a bit more, do you say?
Well, you say a couple, I say about six.
What effect do you think those six turns would have?
I would hope that it would bring them back to their senses.
Make its presence felt in their brain sack.
Yes.
So looking at it in terms of this elastic band, which would be the ideal tension? This one, number one? This one, number two? Or this one, number three?
Two.
Number two?
Yeah.
On the Hour. It's a magazine programme with a very broad brief.
It's 13 minutes to, and if you've just joined us, the time. On the Hour event special now continues on CFAX page 4. On this frequency, this week's audio pullout is supplied by the staff of Get a Life magazine, your guide to what to do with yourself in your free time. Dominic Fitch, as the events napkin unswivels...
Get a life. Very interesting things to do for people with lots of spare time. Get a life.
Truro's top tourist attraction. 3 miles from Truro on the A3076 Truro New Quay Road. Come and visit Worm World. Yes, a whole world of worms. Fun for all the family. See thousands of different worms from all over the West Country in their natural habitat, the ground. Visit Wild Worm Arena World and the hilarious French Revolution Worm Diorama. Our tame worms are tossed towards your hands by trained volunteers. Probably the largest collection of worms in the West Country. Worm World, Truro, 0872-223-5689. You won't have to worm your way in, there's a gate.
Get a life. Hobbies.
This week's hobbyist is Clive Tubman of Hales Owen.
My hobby is that hobby of collecting different sounds of different types upon my audio cassettes that I buy at the shops. A day in my hobby can start as soon as I wake up. Ah, the alarm clock. I better tape its sound that it is making.
Alarm clock, Friday the 12th of July, 1991.
Around midday, I usually go down to the shopping centre, where all my fellow sound collectors gather to collect sounds of things.
Shopping centre, 1300 hours, 12th of July.
Good morning, Clive.
Ian Dealey's voice.
I've taped some good sounds today, Clive. A prayer moving, a bird, and a stick in the gutter. I made a copy of the stick if you want to trade.
No, I've got lots of stick sounds.
Would it be possible to hear some of your favourite sounds?
Interviewer's voice speaking, 1507.
Yes, thank you for asking. They can be heard. They are sounds, after all.
Yeah. No, I mean, can you play some of them to us now?
Oh, all right.
Sounds being heard, 1508.
This one is the sound of an old woman's face slapping against the windscreen of my speeding car. It was very hard to get. I had to do it 4 or 5 times, and on one of the times, I'd forgotten to switch on my recorder. Do you want to hear it?
No. I actually think we'd better be going.
Bored? Want weekend fun? Strongly disapprove of traffic congestion? Like hats with yellow and black enamel badges on them?
Then the sealed clamp is for you.
Every weekend we meet up, don the uniforms of the great traffic wardens of London and reenact classic vehicular confrontations.
But I was only away for 2 minutes.
You could have blocked the passage of a fire engine and caused hundreds to die in an inferno, you thoughtless fascist.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
I didn't realise this was a no-parking zone.
Oh, well, I didn't realise this Uzi was loaded.
Yes, it's a fun weekend of gridlock untangling mayhem. Clamp the Porsche. Put a ticket on that Lamborghini. For more information about the sealed clamp, ring 075-257525. That's the ticket.
And now the Get a Life guide to free events around the country.
September the 5th, Stylish Names Day, the Lake District. Head up with your unstylish name like Ian, Alec, Keith, Graham or Sarah if you're a woman. Well, never mind. Come along to the Lake District where, in the beautiful surroundings, you can pretend to have a different and stylish name for a day on your own. You could be Rock, Crispin, Trevor, Spanky McFarland or Sarah if you're a woman. And it's free. Remember to organise your own food, accommodation and transport and to be on your own.
September the 9th, Shape and Colour Free Home Think Tank Hour. Stay at home on your own for an hour and think about shapes and some colours. And it's free. Remember, black and white are not colours in the true sense.
September 12th, Farnham Maltings Texture Afternoon for Kids and Pensioners. Kids are still developing their sense of touch, and old people may have lost theirs, so how can either group be expected to choose the ideal lounge or bedroom furniture covering fabric? Texture volunteers at the Maltings Farnham will blindfold and gag all guests on the day and rub differently textured objects against the sensitive areas of the old people's and children's texturally underdeveloped bodies. Fancy a pumice stone on your eye? A hamster against the rough skin on the bottom of your feet? The mess from the inside of the nozzle of a modern garden hose against your thigh or genital? Then get along on the day, but only if you are a child or very old.
On the hour, the audio pullout is now complete.
Welcome back to On the Hour, Events Plus. Coming up over the next strand of programming, another disturbing report on childcare from our reporter, Kevin Smear.
This is obviously painful for you to talk about, but please continue to talk about it.
What do you want me to say, then?
Just say how unhappy you are with the present situation.
I'm very unhappy with the present situation.
Plus, we talked to the butcher from Islip, for whom meat spells danger.
The next thing I knew, it went off in my hands.
But the main story today has, of course, been the continuous unravelling of events. Earlier today, I spoke to Foreign Secretary Douglas Hurd for his response.
The local farmer's Angus Bullard farm. Me and thought it was great fun to roll me down the riverbank and in toward the river and me still inside a damn bag. Needless to say, you've never seen anyone come out of a sleeping bag faster than I got out of that one.
Douglas Hurd. The rest of today's news is read by the continuity announcer.
Scientists today are claiming a major breakthrough in head transplant surgery. The operation involved replacing the head of a mouse with a human finger. digit-donor slap tantrum, said, "At first I was disconcerted by the absence of my right index finger, but I felt much better when I saw it scampering around a cage on the end of a mouse." WAG technicians, who call the new animal Sconsnuckle, declared the operation a complete success and insist the finger-faced rodent is delighted with its new shape. But slaphead behaviour baron Des Morris is deeply concerned. These people should have learned their lesson when they tried to equip a dog with the neck of an earwig. Mammals are vain creatures, and with no face, the Sconsnuckle will feel deeply humiliated and could start running into things in fits of self-loathing. The dog drowned itself after assuming it had turned into a fish. New education proposals announced this morning will require all primary school infants to play golf. The Education Secretary said, "It's a matter of irrefutable fact that no one has ever been educated under a Labour government."
This is Sports Desk. I'm Alan Partridge. Fishing News.
Shut up, Alan. I want you to stop. News has just come through, and I'm afraid it's war. This report from our reporter, Peter Porter.
It's the High Priest of Battles. It started when the minister cut the ribbon and declared the war over. My name's Peter Porter. This is my war. Blinking like a groggy giraffe with dust in its eye, caught in the 7,000-watt beam of a low-flying aircraft on the darkest night of the year, I stumbled from my bunker this morning. The bunker I had dug with the men from the battalion. Good men, strong men, each one capable of pulling the trunk of a cock elephant at 30 yards. And now, my comrades and friends too, allowing me to wear combat clothes and run ahead of the tanks into battle. As I speak, swarms of missiles narrowly miss my head. There goes one. I'm running over to see now how many of my new friends are just so much charred flesh and bone. My right arm's just been blown off. There's a camera crew. Look at me. Look at me. My right arm's just been blown off. Thank you. And on into battle. Oh, there goes my other arm. The sound you can hear now is my lower torso being vaporized. But never mind. It's not my safety that counts. Information is paramount. Strap my head to the rocket and blast me into the center of battle. 13 megaton warheads exploding all around. Rivers of blood. I counted them out. Sodding the sound effects. The sound effects broken. Bugger. Sodding sound effects.
On the hour. In the thick of the action, with a microphone.
And I believe the press conference is about to start. We'll join them now.
Oh. You're looking good like I knew you would. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, can I have the first question, please?
How many baddies are dead?
Good question, Sonny. My favorite weapon is called Snark. It's an intelligent missile capable of blowing up people in three languages. You'll see on this piece of combat film how it steers itself through the air vent into the towel head's mouth, through the lung, and into the heart, where it explodes with so little collateral damage he doesn't even realize he's dead. Price $3 billion. Sorry, no more questions. You've been a great audience. Back after this word.
On the Hour tells you what happens when people start fighting.
And our strategy correspondent is on the line now, Michael Blatt. Michael, who are you standing next to?
I'm standing next to... What's your name?
Michael.
Michael, who's a situation expert. Michael, what's going on in this war as we look at it?
Well, what I can see is just people walking around and you have traffic going past.
Who do you think's got the upper hand in the war?
The traffic, to a certain degree.
Strategically, how are these people involved?
Oh, well, put it this way. One side of the street, they're okay. But on the other side, is a bit congested there. And it's a bit awkward for some people with pranks, just that lady there, to go past other people.
How many people will be killed tomorrow in this senseless mess?
Well, it'd be hard to say. I mean, as I'm looking now, I can see a lot of people just walking past now, taking a risk.
Tomorrow they could be just another victim of the war.
Well, that's true, yeah.
What can be done to improve matters in general?
If there was more thought given to pedestrians... Yes.
Then there may be no more war.
Well, yeah, probably so, yeah.
Well, Michael, thanks very much for taking the time to stand in the middle of this war and talk to us.
Yeah, okay, no worries.
On the Hour, front row seats in the Stadium of War.
Michael Blatt reporting from the war. And Radio 1 disc jockey Wayne Carr is visiting the man and relaying messages home. Hello, Wayne, there's a lot of noise. Can you hear me?
Well, I'm not sure about that job, but I can tell you something. It's pretty noisy out here.
Well, I'll stop talking then and let you just get on with it.
Look, I think it's probably best if you stop talking and let me get on with it then.
Yeah, that's just what I...
And now, Radio 1 presents... Live from the middle of a woo... Wayne Charm!
And we're out here today in the middle of the war with the man of the 52nd Combat Corps. Got to tell you, they're a great bunch of guys and we're getting along great guns, aren't we, fellas?
Yes.
Counting every single one of them as a genuine friend. And doing their request today, not allowed to play Puff the Magic Dragon because it reminds everybody of flamethrowers, but I'm going to cram in as many of your dedications as possible because I've got a very strong feeling that most of you will, in a word, be shuffling off your brief candle in next to no time. All right, so what's your name?
Private Colin Snope. I'm on the radio, mate.
Nice for you to talk to me, Cole. And who's the beaver?
Michelle Drebs. Michelle Norwich.
So she lives in Norwich, huh?
No stands for niggers off ready when I come home.
Yep, I knew that all along, actually. Nice message for you there, Mish. And luckily that one was on tape because... And I'd change your name as soon as you can, Michelle, to protect your identity. You see, just a couple of hours ago, Colin was... just literally blown apart by a rocket. You may be comforted to know his bloody head screamed something which sounded a little bit like your name as it flew through the air. And let's just hope that there's somebody in England you could, I guess, snuggle up close to and enjoy the comforts of carnal abandon with, in much the same way as you did with Colin. Let's face it, they're all the same with the light off. Meanwhile, it's time for us to collect up the remains and play...
Radio 1. Now, not even our news service can be everywhere at once. That's where interpreters like war composers come in. Men who travel to the lines to experience the harsh realities of war, then communicate those realities in the form of music. This year's official war composer is Michael Philip Neumann, and here's a repetitive from his work entitled War Goes Bang.
A man with a gun in his hand shooting at another man who falls over with the shock of the slug hitting him in the chest. Dum 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 is the name of the bullet used, having a notch cut in the tip to maximize the ballistic effect.
1 2 3 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 1 2
people get nervous and stutter.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Bombs fall onto the ground.
E-R-E-R-E-R.
Donkeys get in the way.
Da, 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 da.
It would be proud of the mess.
And the heavy question people always ask about war is, will it ever...
The war. What's next?
I don't know.
Closing music.
Just time for tomorrow's headlines. The Times, three-faced man in cowboy attraction racket. There's a picture there of one of the man's faces looking cross. The Independent, lead with barkshop decisions, leave Wessex in tatters. The Sun, Douglas turd. Today, opt for Soweto snooker troll provides wildlife hesitation. And finally, The Mirror, chopstick agony for sump attendant. On the Hour continues on this frequency. If you wish to hear Radio 4's normal programmes... Here's a packet of sand and a piece of old skin. That's it. I am Christopher Morris. Christopher Morris, I am.